This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Be sluggish or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
Well, I want to see greatness.
I love greatness.
Chris Ello.
You can't swing a cat around without hitting a 4 or 5 idiots anymore.
And Matt Scraby.
I love greatness.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Actually, Matt Scraby and Braden Soprenant here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 6/14, plus save even more with the Easy Reward program at Staples. Braden and I are at the Padres Summer Blood Drive, the 9th annual. Again, you just heard Claudine talk about it, but it's very important. You can come down, you can park for free at the Lexus Premier parking lot. First come, first serve. You have to be at least 17 years old, weigh at least 110 pounds, be in general good health, and please arrive hydrated with photo ID to allow about 1 hour to donate blood from registration through recovery. You will receive a t-shirt, and you will also receive, as supplies last, access to 2 separate games. You get to pick between a game on June 25th against the Nationals or July 30th against the Mets. So still some time to get down there. If you're stuck on the freeway, I can tell you right now, there is not much traffic down near Petco Park. You can make it down here in no time, and you can donate blood in no time. All right. I usually don't do this, Braden, but I usually let the chat just go. And I know that we have more people listening on the radio, but the chat's how we get our instant feedback on things.
The people on the listen on the radio want nothing to do with the chat,
dude. That is very true, and I don't blame them. But there was one in here, and I cannot find it right now, but it was 97.3 is, it was something along the lines of 97.3 is too scared to tell the truth. Here's the truth. This is a very good team that's stuck in a slump right now, and they are not very good at the moment. That's the truth. What are we scared to say? I don't understand it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everybody acting like this team is going to fold right now because they've lost 6 games in a row. Is it good? No, it's not good. But you know what? Today showed me that this team is still fighting, which they should be, because it's May. And I don't know why it's bothering me so much today, but it's definitely bothering me a lot today, Braden.
Fans are funny, dude. They're funny.
Fans are funny,
dude. I'm in the YouTube chat doing my thing. I mean, you know, I brought this whole thing up, and at least, you know, my guy SB in the chat, he likes to show up when things are bad all the time to dance on AJ Preller's grave, because he obviously has some sort of
personal vendetta.
He doesn't like the guy, but you know what? at least my guy SB has given some solutions. Now, his solutions are kind of ridiculous sometimes. I don't think, you know, and a lot of people didn't like his solutions, but he's giving solutions, all right? When you talk about, you can't talk about moves in hindsight. You have to talk about it in the context of when they were happening, and you have to, you know, that's when you can see if your product works on the field or if it doesn't, right? And I always get, this was a good piece of advice I got from my dad when I started coaching. He's coached high school football for over 40 years now. And he said, like, you're going to get parents and all these, you know, people that complain about things. And the reality is, you know, the people that complain, the only difference, Matt, between the people complaining and the guys like A.J. Preller, you know what the major difference
What's
is?
What's the difference?
A.J. Preller is getting his stuff tested every single day. When the person complaining will never have to put their you-know-what on the line.
Yeah, true.
They could just sit and just critique all
like
the time.
That. I like that.
So until you start putting your blank on the line and throwing out ideas of what you would do, and then we could go in comparison at the time, you know, you can't sit back and be like, oh, I said this at the – no, you didn't. I got to see the proof that you did.
Yeah.
So when you look at that situation the Padres had in 20, everybody always complains now, like, oh, it would be nice to have Brent Rooker and all these other guys. At the time that these decisions were made, they weren't that bad of decisions. You can't go back and say, like, well, now that it hasn't worked out XYZ, we haven't won a World Series in this amount of time. You can't go back and be like, oh, this is terrible. They should have done this. Tell me what you're going to do right now. And in a couple of years, we'll go back and we'll see if you were smart or not, if we want to pull like that. And you know what? You could do a victory lap. There's people in the chat that do that all the time. I told you we should have had this guy. If you said it at that time, I'm all for it.
Can I ask why people who absolutely hate everything about the Padres are in the Padres chat? I don't understand. Like, when I hate something, Braden, I just don't think about it. I just go the other way. It makes no sense to me, but here's a lineup. Let me give you this lineup, and you tell me if you think this. You're going to know what the answer is, but here's a lineup of a team that is 16-32. Jackson Holliday, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Mountcastle, O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Rivera, Kerstad, and Carlson, and then you got Mateo. Would you rather have that lineup? Or would you rather have what the Padres have on a daily basis? I think I'm going with what the Padres have on a daily basis.
I'd take the Padres lineup over most lineups in baseball.
Tatis, Arraez, Machado, Merrill, Sheets, Cronenworth, Diaz, Iglesias, Lockridge. And we got Xander Bogaerts and things like that. Listen, to everybody out there that wants Jason Hayward gone, I think we're almost there. I mean, you just got to give it a little bit more time. And I hate saying it about the guy, because I don't like criticizing people that are good people, but this is part of the job. He knows it's part of the job. He's not going to survive on this team much longer unless he completely turns it around.
Tell everyone Austin Smith early.
What's that?
I'm locked in at Toreros right now. They're playing LMU in the West Coast Conference Tournament. Top of the sixth inning. It's tied at 3. El Cajon native, Granite Hills product, who is a semifinalist for the John Olerud Two-Way Player of the Year. Austin Smith is now coming to close this thing out in the sixth. 6, 7, 8, 9. That Brock Ungerich is going to him quick. They pulled him from center field to come pitch.
Like Tyler Wade.
No, he's actually a two-way guy.
Someone actually wow, that's kind of cool. Someone last night, actually my brother goes, "Man, this is bad when the Padres went down like 12-0."
Yeah, that's not great, dude.
And I go, "Yeah, I turned it off." And he was like, "Isn't it your job to watch the game?" And I'm like, "Not when Tyler Wade's pitching. It's not my job to watch the game." Anyway, there are some suggestions in the chat which I can get behind. Keeping it real says drop Tatis down a bit out of the 3 spot.
I'd give him a day off.
Well, he's not a 3 spot. He's a leadoff guy.
I'd give him 2 days off.
Sure.
I'd give him 2 days off. There's Callum McClurg out here donating
blood.
Oh, hey,
what's up? The great Callan.
He's repping the Toreros today.
Yes,
I love
he
it.
Is. I know Callan. He's a very good
the
guy.
The public address announcer for the San Diego Goals.
You know, I called 2 Point Loma baseball games in my life, and Callan was on the PA for both of them, and he helped me through. Anyway, the lineup can be changed. I don't know that Mike Schilt's the guy who's going to make tons of changes to the lineup just because they lost 6 games in a row. I don't see it.
You could tweak a little bit, but there's, again, you can't be making knee-jerk reactions. I mean, the thing is, and it's like, again, I'm not being overly positive. I've been in the middle the entire time. And when they start playing well, there's going to be some times where they're winning games, there's going to be times where they're not going to have the process isn't going to be great. And I'll be saying it, and you know what they're going to say? You're such a doomer.
Oh,
but that's,
yeah.
You know what? That's it is what it is. Hey, you know, I fully understand the context of this, and I get why people are upset.
Me too.
San Diego's never won a championship. We have never won a championship. People want it really bad. They're passionate about San Diego winning a championship, and you know, there's a lot of legit reasons for, you know, I can understand why people will panic. But I gotta just say, it's just. I've been here my whole life, born and raised, fourth generation. I know you guys get tired of hearing that sometimes, but you got to enjoy the ride.
I heard you were born and raised, and you're fourth generation.
I'm a fourth generation San Diego.
No, but keep going, sorry.
But yeah, it's just, you know, there's got to be times where they go through down spills, and this roster is as good as any in Major League Baseball. There's not a lot more rosters that I would take over the Padres roster. I mean, I like the Padres roster more than the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks starting pitching is not up to what they expected them to be. I mean, Corbin Burnes has not been that great. You know, they're a very beatable team. They're also very top-heavy. I watched the Dodgers play this week against Arizona. They're the best team money can buy, and they have legitimate holes at the bottom of their order. And they're right now saying, we're trying to do the best with what we have, which is a disgrace that I even have to listen to those words from the organization that spent $450 million on a payroll. But even them, they have holes too. I mean, look at the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs have bludgeoned people to death. Their bullpen is trash.
Yeah.
Their bullpen's awful.
Yeah.
Look at Atlanta. Atlanta started the season off miserable. They still keep going up and down. They're who the Padres are about to play this weekend. They finally worked their way back up to 500. The Phillies have had bullpen nightmares.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk to Mets fans, dude, they want Juan Soto out of town. It's just like, it's crazy to me.
Didn't they put Aaron Nola on the IL?
The Phillies?
Yeah.
He's been awful.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's been really bad.
But look at all the teams in baseball. 7-8-9 on every team in baseball is not very good. And most teams are not these foolproof teams. You know, the American League's giving the Padres a fight right now, and it's not been that great. But, guys, it's just a sense of reality of the situation. They're not playing that great. I thought they played better today than the last 2 days. Yesterday was flat out unacceptable. Yesterday's performance was unacceptable. Today, they look like they're finally putting it together again for the first time. But a couple things didn't go their way. It's a good game. They ended up losing. Your bullpen kind of gives it up in extra innings. You still didn't hit with runners in scoring position, but I'd be more afraid if they weren't getting runners in scoring position than just not hitting with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, let's go to the phones real quick because I did ask for one, and then we got to go to break because we are going to be speaking with Tyler Heaps, the sporting director for SDFC. But let's go to Ryan in Oceanside real quick. What's up, Ryan? How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm good.
Pretty good. What do you got to say?
I know you got solutions. I got two things. Scraby, I got to give you a hard time because earlier you got mad about Gavin Sheets getting in the way of Cronenworth after he hit 5 RBIs and accounted for all of their runs. So
fair enough. That's fair.
As far as solutions, one thing that I would think would be, you know, beneficial would be to move Tatis out of leadoff. I just don't think he likes being there. He gets on base and nobody cleans up behind him. My suggestion might be very controversial, would be to move Merrill to lead off. He gets on base a lot. He hits a lot of singles. He hits doubles. He puts himself in scoring position. And if he can have one of those guys come up behind him and get him home, I think it puts runs on the board right away for the Padres, which is what I think that they need. I think they just need to sort of score here and there and keep that going and not sort of score in bursts. And that's my take.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for the phone call, and very fair call out of me for getting mad at Gavin Sheets after he basically had all the offense for the Padres today.
He still can't field.
He still can't field, so he's a DH. We all know
that. He's not the reason for the loss, but at the same time, I mean, I don't want to see him play in the field ever.
I don't either, but today he was very good at the plate. He kept the Padres in the game. I don't mind moving Jackson Merrill to first. You know,
I want Merrill second.
Yeah, you want
Fernando
Merrill second?
One. I want Merrill second. I want Arise either three or four, a.k.a. Manny three or four.
Okay, we're going to get back into this lineup discussion because we do have to go to break. We are going to be joined by Tyler Heaps, the sporting director of SDFC, the general manager. But stay on the phones if you have solutions. That was a great phone call from Ryan. I don't mind if people disagree with us. I just want solutions. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. When we get back, we are going to be talking about some soccer. Tyler Heaps, the sporting director for SDFC on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Matt Scraby, Braden Saprenant filling in for Gwynn and Chris today down here at the Padres Summer Blood Drive. We are open till 6. You can come on down and park in the Lexus Premier lot for free if you can find a spot. And you have a chance to get some tickets to some Padres games. You also get a shirt. So come on down. A couple more hours left for you to donate blood. Very, very important to do so. All right, let's get to our guest because I am very excited to talk to Tyler Heaps, who is the sporting director of SDFC. Thank you so much for joining our show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Now, as someone who's never been a GM, my first question when I thought about having you on the show was, like, where do you start when you have an expansion team and you are tasked with building an entire roster from nothing? So what was, like, kind of your thought process coming into the year?
think I started with a whiteboard and an eraser. I think I used the eraser quite a bit, but it actually seemed very daunting, and it's crazy because I was talking to someone the other day, and my job has changed drastically in the last 6 months because we went from having no players or six players for a lot of months last year to having a full roster and a full list of staff as well. And so now my role looks quite a bit different than it did then, but the starting piece was just trying to be really clear about what we wanted to do, really be clear on our strategy about how we wanted to look on the field, and then trying to find staff that fit that, and then also trying to find the player pool. And I think so far we've done an all right job and got some of it right.
You guys jumped off to a hot start, then went through a little bit of a cold spell, and then have now rebounded a little bit as well. As you start to, you know, watch your product on the field play out the beginning part of the season, what are your biggest takeaways of what you've noticed out of your team, what you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think that what I'm most proud of is that losing streak. I'm proud that the culture didn't waver during that losing streak. We lost three games in a row, and luck was not in our favor. We conceded three penalties in three straight games. We got a red card away from home early in a match, and so you really could have seen, or we really tested what our culture was like then, and that was also something that we created from scratch. So what I'm most proud of is that it didn't seem, everybody still came in, everybody was still working to the same common goal, and we were able to turn that around, and now obviously we're unbeaten in four straight. We won three of those games, and so it was really important for us to just get back to what we keep preaching and what we're good at, and making sure that we do that consistently, and we'll be just fine in this league if we continue to do that.
We're talking to Tyler Heap, sporting director for SDFC here on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. And Tyler, you were saying the culture is something that you guys built, something that you're very proud of, and I see the culture as well. I just want to know, like, do you have to interview certain guys? Are there guys that come in, you meet with them, and you're like, yeah, they're not part of our culture? Or do guys come on in and you tell them the culture and they kind of make themselves available to kind of to fit in?
Yeah, I think, look, they've been building this culture with us. They're in the locker room every single day, and so we were very selective in terms of who we brought in. There were definitely footballers that are very successful in their careers that we didn't bring in because they didn't probably fit with what we were trying to build. We made sure to bring a balance of players, people who knew the MLS, people who have played at the highest levels in Europe, because you need all of those people in the locker room to really set the standards and then try to grow them together. And so I think we got that balance right, just in terms of people that know what this league is all about, but also people that have high aspirations of doing something special, and I think this group has a chance to do it.
Mikey Varis, the head coach of the squad for you, Tyler, has done a pretty good job so far. I love his aggressive approach. When you guys met a couple of times, you know, before the season, you guys collectively wanted to play an aggressive style of soccer. And how has your relationship been with Mikey throughout this process in the job that he has done?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And I think it was apparent from our first conversation that we were very aligned in terms of how we saw football and how we held ourselves. And I think he's only lived up to those expectations and then some as we work through this season. And so we were fortunate. We had time to hire a head coach. That's not always the case in professional sports. Sometimes you're really rushed into making a decision. So we talked to a lot of different candidates, and Mikey was somebody that every conversation I got off the phone with him, I was excited to talk to him again, just because of, again, how he carried himself, how we saw him connect to this community, how we saw football together. And I think we've done a good job building the staff around him, and we continue to push ourselves, but a lot of credit has to go to him. He's put that team on the field week in, week out with a chance to win, and hopefully we can continue to do that this year.
We're talking to Tyler Heaps here, a sporting director for SDFC, and I've been looking through your roster the last couple days, and a lot of these guys obviously are not from San Diego. Anders Dreyer is from Denmark. How, as an organization, do you bring these guys together and make them feel like they are at home while they're so far away from their actual home?
Hey, we're really fortunate we have this wonderful city to bring them to, right? I think these guys, whenever they arrived, it was a credit to our staff, our player care, and our team admin getting these guys settled as quickly as possible. But it's an unbelievable city to move to, and we're fortunate with that. That obviously helps in the recruitment process. So someone like Anders, who obviously he came from Anderlecht in Belgium, and he probably didn't see the sun many days in a row, and now he's been here, and I don't think he's seen clouds. So it's something that him and his family are very settled, and that helps on the field, because if you've got a happy life outside of your sport, you obviously come and you want to give more to the team, and he's somebody that's been fantastic for us, but also show off some of these other guys. We were able to bring some people home. Luca De La Torre, we were able to bring back home, and he's hit the ground running and been a really important piece for us. So we're bringing people from all ways of life, but again, it goes back to the culture and making sure that we're all kind of on the common road and going in the right direction.
Big match coming up on Saturday. Play LA Galaxy for the second time this season. They've obviously have not been off to the greatest of starts after winning the whole thing last year. What are the challenges in playing a team for a second time, especially a team that might not be off to the start that they would like to get off to?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, they're still the champions. They, if you look at the previous champion, it's still them and it's still their name. And they've been a team that's went through a lot this year. They've had a lot of injuries, and we're actually facing them at a time when they've got everybody back. So it should definitely be a really competitive game. They still have tremendous amounts of talent. They still have game changers on the team, and so we still need to be good. But I'm really looking forward to getting them because it's another test. It's another time that we get to go out there in front of our fans and hopefully entertain them and make up for not scoring any goals on Saturday.
We're talking to Tyler Heap, sporting director of SDFC, and thank you so much for your time today, Tyler. I want to ask, my last question is going to be about Manny Machado, because obviously he's a big part of your organization, and he's got the Padres and some of his Padres players behind the organization as well. What is it like to have Manny Machado as a part of the organization?
I mean, these guys are all in. That was apparent from our first couple of games. I think Manny brought half the squad to our home opener, and that was a really special moment because I think he lives and breathes this city, and obviously us coming into it, we need to embrace this city as well, and you see it with Petco packed every single night, and we're obviously trying to do that at Snapdragon as well, but I think it's really important because there's not a whole lot of professional sports here, and so the more that we can create that bond together and get the fans behind us, it's really important and a really special thing, and Manny's been our number one fan since the opening kick, and it's great to have his support, and it's great to have somebody that's had such a successful career be on our side and really get the guys up to it, but also for our guys to go watch them. They do it day in and day out, and so the more that we can kind of create that camaraderie as a group, it's special for the city.
Have you guys gone down yet and taken batting practice or anything like that? I would love to see if that has happened.
I'm not sure I want to see some of these guys on our team swing a bat.
Okay. I can understand that because
it'd be cool
baseball's
to watch
not easy.
Jackson Merrill out there on the pitch a little bit. He's a former high school soccer star.
I did not know that. Maybe you should start scouting him,
yeah,
Tyler.
Yeah, maybe. Take a look.
Yeah, we got to get some of these guys. These guys, I think, got a ball, or they caught a ball during one of our games, and I saw them on the field after trying to kick it around. So I think if we both just stick to our main sports, I think we should be all right.
All right. That's a fair answer. Thank you so much, Tyler, for joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate your time, and let's go, SDFC.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyler.
That was Tyler Heap, sporting director, SDFC, GM for people who are
big soccer guys.
Yes,
too.
He is. He is a big
Xander,
soccer
Merrill.
Guy.
Merrill. You know, if you had a baseball team had to play soccer. Padres had a pretty solid soccer squad.
Fernando's very good at soccer.
Fernando, very athletic. Yeah,
there's a lot going on with those guys, but they also are professional athletes.
Really good baseball.
I've been asking Tony, and it's never going to happen, but I've been asking Tony to come down on the field and try to hit some batting practice for like give me like 10 swings. See
Dude,
what
the,
happens.
The guys at the Sportsplex know Chris and I play there, and they always ask every week, can you bring Tony out one time?
I'm like, dude, Tony's never
coming out here.
Tony has told me, Chris, Braden,
Arkis and Franco got booed out of there one time. He booted like two or three balls. And you know how the sports play, he was getting jeered.
That's messed up.
And he got jeered out of there. I don't know if he's ever been back. This is a long time ago.
Hey, you know what? He made his money playing baseball for professionally, so I think he's okay.
Had Jermaine Dye come out there a couple times.
And what happened with him? Just crushing things?
He put the ball 30 cars deep in the parking lot at the Sportsplex.
The first time
Jermaine came up to bat, I was at third, and he comes up, and I'm just like, I'm standing at third base immediately going, why? I should have stayed at second, dude. Because Jermaine is massive, and he's standing
pulling the ball
and
right
he's,
at
but
you.
Like you're used to just regular Joes out there playing softball, and you got a former World Series MVP in the right-handed batter's box, and you're only 70 feet away.
Yeah, that's scary.
Compared to the 90 feet away. And I'm like, and they're lobbing it up to him, and I'm like, oh my god, yeah. I'm gonna get killed.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do
his
that.
His first swing, dude, on the field when you're walking into the Sportsplex to the left. I think it's called Sungenia now. He hits it into the Sportsplex parking lot. I'm telling you, like 20 cars deep into the parking lot.
That's
his first
big
swing.
Parking lot. It's, yeah. It's deep, too. It goes all the way back. That
Hammered
is insane. That is insane. It's it reminds me of a guy who played for the Diamondbacks. Eric Burns, I think.
Yeah.
When he was in the Bay Area, he would just show up and like join teams that needed people, and no one really knew who he was, and then he would just crush balls into the parking
lot. Heath Bell was out there for a while. Him and Brett Tomko played on the same team at the Poway Sportsplex.
See, that's not fair.
And he was playing – Heath Bell was playing outfield.
Okay.
And one of the guys – I was at third base, and one of the guys on our team hit one of the track. And so I'm like, oh, I'll tag up. I had to do full-on sprint, and I barely beat the throw from the warning track.
Oh, because his throw –
just a laser to the plate.
Yeah, his arm strength is just incredible, I bet.
Awesome.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Tyler Heaps, once again for joining the show. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. Matt Scraby, Braden Soprenant filling in for Gwynn and Chris down here at the 9th annual Padres Summer Blood Drive. You can donate until 6 p.m. They really encourage walk-ins to come down here and donate. And when you are down here, you will see our little booth. So if you hear us right now telling you to donate, come on over and say hi to us as well. We'll be here till 6. Parking, Lexus Premier Parking Lot. First come, first serve, but it is free. So come on down and do something good for the community. Now, when we get back, we're going to get back to our Padres talk. We're going to get back to our phone calls, 833-288-0973. What are the solutions for the Padres right now? I don't want any complaints without a solution. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. Braden, Scraby, back shortly on 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Fan. We're not in the Odyssey Palace. I almost said Odyssey Palace. We're actually at Gallagher Square in Petco Park for the 9th annual Padres Summer Blood Drive. You can donate until 6 p.m. Please come on down. Free parking at the Lexus Premier Lot.
That reminded me of the first time you when you used to endorse EcoWater.
Oh, gosh.
Where Scraby said, "Hi, Scraby." No, I'm Scraby.
Yes.
I was in the press box, and I was dying
there's
laughing.
There's actually a drop on the board of me saying, "What's up, Scraby?" And, yeah, I never let that.
One's funny.
The other funny one
was the rain one. Did you get rid of that? Because
no,
I was looking for it for friend.
No. Wow, it's raining really hard right
yes,
now. It's cool here on the Intercom Empire.
We were talking about the other day. Frank, I was like, it's probably on the board somewhere. And Frank's like, well, Scraby needs to draw me a map on how to get to all of the drops.
I did hear about this.
And I said, anytime during our show, if there's any scheduled rain and it starts to rain, I just want Frank to play that. So I got to find it. You got to find it for me. I know it still exists.
I know it's like on the bottom right or something of my page, but I did
find it, Frank.
I did hear Frank talking trash about my organizational skills, and that's fine. My organizational skills are not the greatest. I'm the first to admit that.
As long as, Matt, as long as it's organized for you, does it really matter?
Well,
if you know where the things are, does it really matter?
Yes, because I can't find them. Then you're not organized.
Okay.
I'm not organized.
Wow, it's raining really hard.
There
this
is.
Yes, being cool here on the Intercom Empire. So if you're sitting out there,
that was awesome.
If we're also talking about favorite things, there's that Cox Mobile commercial in the break, and
now you're outing yourself.
Every time it comes on, I know that if I'm in the studio with Sam Levitt, we'll sing it together. From San Diego to Boston.
Hey, everybody knows that one.
Oh, we don't talk about the other one, though. We don't talk about the other one.
Tijuana bus terminal.
Here is one.
What are you doing here?
Here is one random thing that I think is very cool about radio, very cool about technology, but I'm in this chat group with these kids I went to elementary school with. That are in the Bay Area.
I sent you a song.
Stop! I can't do it, Brayden. But my friend said, I was scorekeeping for my son's baseball game yesterday with a couple other dads who are Padres fans. I asked if they ever listened to the radio to listen to games or Padre talk. They said yes, and they listen to you sometimes. I was excited to say I know a celebrity.
Wow.
I'm not a celebrity.
Round of
applause. But then they called you a traitor for having grown up in the Bay and are
traitor.
Now a Padres fan, even though the other dad was also from SF. So our voices reach far and wide, Braden. Far and wide.
Yeah, I got a friend that watches. He's in Spain for his family's got. He's got dual citizenship in Spain. He's been watching the shows in Spain, Jorge.
That's awesome.
My buddy Nick. It was like, oh, I'll be your first. I'll be your first one watching in Iraq when he is deployed to Iraq in the next couple of weeks or so. So we're worldwide here.
Well, good luck to him going to Iraq, and good luck to everybody who.
Serving our country.
Can't thank you enough, and that is genuine from the bottom of my heart. Okay. Padres diehard. Scraby doesn't know his blood type or the lines to his own radio show. Come on, son. You're an adult.
Come on, son.
You know, I should know my blood type. I will give you that. I sometimes forget the phone number. I will be 40
you
on Sunday.
You should know your own blood type.
I should.
Well, you know what now? Your mom sent it to you.
I know. My mom always sends me stuff. She's always listening. And then when I say something about her that's, like, disparaging, then she'll be like, why did you say that on the radio? Anyway, we do have a phone call, Brayden.
Is that your impersonation of your mom?
I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but why are you saying those things to me on the radio? That's me talking about my mom. All right. We do have a phone call, though, and it is Eric in San Diego. If you would like to talk with us here, Brayden Soprenant, Matt Scraby, filling in for Gwen and Chris down at Petco Park. You can give us a call, 833-288-0973. Eric, how are we doing? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Good, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Very well, very well. What's up?
Well, look, so, cards out on the table, I am a Braves fan, okay? But San Diego, almost 6 years now, they're kind of like my second team, all right? I think, I was listening to Ben and Woods this morning, who they have on Eno this morning, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're seeing kind of a lot of, like, the Braves couldn't get wins early in the season. They kind of just kept going. You know, the direction they knew they wanted to go. You know, they never really kind of gave up on it, and I think the Padres kind of have to do the same thing. You're going to get Yu Darvish back. That, you know, that rotation's going to get a little bit stronger, but there's a lot of similarities to draw with those two teams, I think, because the back-end rotation isn't strong. You know, Tani's the only one hitting for power. Maybe you shift the lineup a little bit. Put a guy like Merrill at top. Let Tani hit second. You know, maybe move the lineup a little bit, but I think you kind of just have to keep chugging through a little bit. You're going to hit some slides, but at least they're going over the last six while they're in top of the NL rather than going 0-7 to start the season. And I really think that's what you got to do. You have a plan, work through it, allow the bunch to hit, and eventually someone will spark something, and the rest of the lineup will find it.
Thank you very much for that phone call, Eric. I appreciate that. Because, you know, there's no one else, fan-wise, that had it worse than Braves fans earlier in the year. That was bad. They lost, like, 7 or 8 games in a row, and they're hovering around the 500 mark. That's proof to me. It just, he said, like he said, you just keep on chugging. That's part of the baseball season. Maybe make some changes in the lineup, but they're going to... Baseball will... Everything will end up being what you think it's going to be. It's a game of numbers, mean, averages, all of that stuff. And they're going to end up being the team that we know they are.
Well, I mean, they are the team that we know they are. They're currently not playing very well. You know, but that's just baseball in general. I mean, it's a game of failure, and you're going to fail a lot. And sometimes you're going to fail on longer streaks than others, and all the best teams in baseball fail at some point in time during the season. And, I mean, you can look back to 1998 when the Padres made the World Series. They had an awful September. I mean, they collapsed in September. Still were in a good spot in making the playoffs, and then got hot again in October and made it to the World Series. So, again, baseball is different, man. It's built on failure. It's something that you don't want to let your emotions get the best of you in. Like football, where you can benefit from some of those things, and that's just where the Padres are at right now. You got to continue to roll it out there and hope that you can play out of it. That's what you get in baseball. You need 300 at bats before you can determine how good somebody is at the major league level, and you need larger sample sizes, and you're going to go through some ups and downs, and just it's even heightened when it's in the present at this point in time.
You know, I will say this about people that are unhappy with the team, because I know that there are a lot of people that have been fans of the Padres for 50 years. Since the day the team started, they have been fans of this team. But tell me, Braden, as a guy who's lived here his entire life and been a fan of this team his entire life, have you ever seen a team better than this one? I mean, maybe the 98 team?
The 98 team was pretty good. I was 3, though, so, I mean, that's mostly on highlights. In terms of...
that makes me feel so old.
I mean, in my lifetime, yeah. I mean, I thought second half of last year might have been one of the best teams that I've seen in Padres uniforms. This is, like, one of the best starts that I can remember. I mean, statistically, it has been. I mean, they're just so much better than they were even 5 years ago. I mean, if you look back at the 2019 team, I mean, go through some of the 2019
That's what I'm gonna do right
lineup.
Now.
I mean, I just saw they had I don't know what Instagram account had it, but there's an Instagram account that had, like, a throwback to the time that in 2019 the Padres came back from, like, 11-5 to the Rockies and beat them 16-12 or something like that in extra innings. But that team, I mean, didn't have... The team you got now is way more athletic and way more star-studded than the 2019 team. The teams that were assembled when I was in high school were awful, the exception of the surprise 2010 team that played out of their minds that Tony Gwynn Jr. was a part of. But I think of, like, 2011 through 2019, some dark years of Padre baseball where you're just hoping to get any type of production out of anyone. I mean, you're getting excited for guys like Aaron Cunningham coming up and hitting bombs as a as oh, this guy's our future, and Jed Jerko, and I mean, you go
Christian
through the
Villanueva.
Christian Villanueva hit three home runs in Western Metal Supply Company building. We thought he was the third baseman of the future, and then he got traded. He ended up getting traded to Japan.
Yeah, which
he ended
is
up
so
getting the Oscar Gonzalez treatment. He ends up going to Japan. I mean, go back and think about. I just find it, go back and think about some of the players that Padres fans got super excited for from 2011 through 2019, and tell me that those players are better than the ones you currently have. The answer is no. And they're in so much better of a spot than they were a couple of years ago. And, you know, I know you want to strive to be better and be the best that you can. You're still right in the thick of things in the National League West, and it's a different sport. Baseball's a different sport, and you just have to realize that there's going to be times that they're not going to play well, and they're not going to have results. But, you know, as long as their process is good. And the thing was, I thought yesterday the process was not good for the Padres.
No.
Defensively, offensively, I mean, they looked like S yesterday. Today, they looked a little bit better. And even on Tuesday, I thought they were hitting the ball hard. And sometimes you hit the ball hard right at people, so you can't really complain about that. Again, process over results. If they were kicking the ball around looking like the Keystone Cops, sure, I think you can complain as much as you want. But until they start doing that, you know what? They're good enough to play out of this, and it could be a lot worse of a situation than they currently have.
Okay, so for all the people that are saying that A.J. Preller is the reason this team stinks, here's the 2019 opening day lineup for the Padres. You got Hedgehog, what I call him, Austin Hedges at catcher, Eric Hosmer at first base, Ian Kinsler at second base, Manny Machado third, shortstop Fernando, left field Will Myers, center field Manny Margot, right field Franmil Reyes, and the starting pitcher Eric Lauer. So if that's the type of roster that you all want, I'm sure that the Padres can go do that, but that's not a good roster. It's not a good enough roster for the playoffs.
Well, that's an A.J. Preller assembled roster. Look at the 2013 Padres.
Let's go 2013.
Tell me how great
Padres.
The 2013. I just saw their opening day thing over here the other day when I was waiting to get in the club. It's the opening day lineup right next to
the clubhouse. Oh, yeah,
the
they have all those. Yes, they do.
If the 2013 Padres played the current Colorado Rockies, they might go 81-81.
All right, here it is.
They might split with
here
that
it
bad
is.
Team.
Nick Hundley catching, Alonzo playing first, Jed Jerko playing second. I have no idea who's playing third. Ransom?
Cody Ransom.
No idea.
Everett Cabrera at shortstop.
Shortstop.
Carlos Quinton
left
in left field.
Cameron Maben center field. Chris DeNorfia right field. And
Edison
Volquez pitching.
Edison
like,
Volquez
this team
no
has
hitter.
Gotten better. I don't understand how anybody can look at the roster that the Padres have today and say, A.J. Preller's the guy who did this to this team. He's got to go, man. He's got to go. Like, what are we? What are you watching, people?
It's just perspective, right? Like, you have to have the perspective. And, you know, I think it's, you know, there's reason to sit there and, like, and go, we want to be better. We want to be in the World Series. And the team that they've had the last couple of years that have good enough for the playoffs weren't good enough for the World Series. And you want to improve from those particular positions. You don't always want to compare yourself to what might have been the lowest point in your franchise history. And there was a lot of lower points probably than just the 2013 team. But at the same time, you have to understand, like, where you're at in terms of Major League Baseball right now.
All right, let's take a quick timeout for some traffic. Ishmael on Facebook says, we have high expectations, so we have a right to be pissed off on the current level of play. I don't disagree with that.
To an extent.
Right now, they are not playing good baseball. They are not winning. They've lost six in a row. I am frustrated as much as everybody else is frustrated, but I'm not willing to just blow up this team because they've lost six in a row in May. That's the difference. Now, if they're losing in June, July, okay, let's revisit that. But I doubt that they would still be losing in June and July. I understand, Ishmael, like, you have high expectations. A lot of people do. A lot of teams do. And that's fine.
How much did the expectations change once the Padres won the first seven games? I would say probably
a lot.
That's
a good question.
If you look at, like, I mean, if I were to tell you in January, after losing Jerickson Profar, not knowing that he was going to get suspended for PEDs, not bringing back Peralta or Solano, not bringing back Kyle Higashioka, your only move being Nick Pivetta, which before the season started, It's a 4-something ERA. It's just kind of a potential move for you. And I told you that you'd be 27-21 and three games out of first place in the Dodgers. You'd be stoked.
Sign me up.
You would be stoked.
All right. Here's Padres diehard last comment before we go to break. If we can get 2 in Atlanta and handle business at home versus Miami and Pittsburgh, we should be fine. That is a true comment. They can handle business against those two teams. We're at the 9th annual Padres Summer Blood Drive. You can come down here and donate until 6 p.m. Just make sure you come down and park at the Lexus Premier parking lot. Free parking, first come, first served. You have to be at least 17. Be hydrated, bring a photo ID, and you will be able to donate blood. Also set aside an hour. We have more Padres talk on the other side. We're also going to get to some of these weird football rules at some point that have been changed, the NFL and college football. So stick with us here. We'll be back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.